With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A judge has dismissed all charges against a Trout Creek man who spent 18 years in prison for the killing of his best friend in 1997. The Missoulian reports that Richard Rogest said in a news conference today that he's finally back as a free member of society. The Sanders County attorney filed a motion to dismiss the charges against Rogest 10 months after a district judge overturned his homicide conviction. Homicide investigators say they suspect a nephew of Democratic Senator John Tester may have been killed with an axe in his home just outside Spokane. The Spokesman Review reports 35-year-old Bob Tester was found dead in his living room Tuesday morning. A woodcutting axe was reportedly found near his body. Court documents say Bob Tester's 8-year-old daughter was home at the time and told authorities a man entered the house wielding a sword and a knife. Documents say the child likely did not see the killing, but that she called her grandmother to report his death. John Tester's press office confirmed the relationship and said, quote, his family would prefer privacy during this difficult time. The chairman of the Montana Republican Party is asking the state Supreme Court to remove a Libertarian candidate for Secretary of State from November's election ballot. Jeff Essman filed his petition yesterday. He argues that Roger Roots is not eligible because Roots did not file the required campaign finance disclosures and reports before the August 25th ballot certification. Roots is running for Secretary of State against Republican Corey Stapleton and Democrat Monica Lindeen. A bill that Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke is pushing to lift the Obama administration's suspension on coal leases on federal lands made progress in the House today, Corn Cates Carney reports.
The Certainty for States and Tribes Act passed the House Natural Resource Committee 22-13, mostly along party lines. It aims to reinstate the Royalty Policy Committee, made up of state, tribal, public, and industry voices, that advised the Interior Department on energy policy and regulation. Zinke told the committee that the coal industry has suffered under the current administration.
And one should recognize that over the course of this administration, 400 coal mines have shut down and a loss of 83,000 jobs. 83,000 jobs. Those are real American families.
California Democrat Alan Lowenthal said there were problems with Zinke's bill. He said the Department of Interior placed a pause on the new coal leases while it works out unfair returns to taxpayers on federal coal and updates the coal leasing program.
This bill, unfortunately, short-circuits that process by setting an arbitrary end date to the review and grandfathering in unnecessarily coal leases under the old flawed system.
If approved by Congress, Zinke's bill would end the moratorium on coal leasing by January 2019. Support for the coal industry is something both Zinke and his Democratic opponent for re-election, Denise Juneau, say is a top campaign issue. During the same work session, the House committee also approved a bill that would federally recognize the Little Shell Band of Chippewa, along with other tribes. About 4,500 Little Shell members live in Montana, but don't have a reservation. Zinke said the bill wasn't perfect, but he would work to pass it, with the Little Shell recognition as a standalone provision. Denise Juneau has also said she supports the federal recognition of the Little Shell, and they deserve their own bill. Montana's entire congressional delegation has supported efforts to recognize the tribe on the federal level. The state of Montana recognized the tribe in 2000. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says almost $1.3 million in grants are being awarded to two private sector programs aimed at conserving greater sage-grouse across the American West. Today's announcement is a part of a broad government effort to protect the chicken-sized bird's sagebrush habitat and to keep it off the endangered species list. The Idaho Transportation Department is considering updating its rules governing megaload shipments. The Lewiston Tribune reports that shipments of vastly oversized truckloads have been on hold along part of U.S. Highway 12 between Lewiston, Idaho, and the Montana-Idaho border. A federal judge in 2013 blocked the shipment of megaloads on that 100-mile stretch. A Montana woman who was abducted from a highway rest stop and found dead in the trunk of her car near Spokane International Airport had been shot to death. The Spokane County Medical Examiner's Office said today that a single gunshot wound to the chest and abdomen killed 47-year-old Rita Mays. Hours earlier, she was able to tell her family that she had been abducted by a large man in a black hoodie, that she was in the trunk of a moving vehicle, and that she loved them. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.